And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup, Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is on the bay today. The big San Diego Bay Bass Tournament is happening right now. We wish all of them good luck. Hey, a couple of great guys in the studio with me, Mike Cussler and Pete Giacalone from Cussler Yachts. We're going to be talking boats and fishing and lots of stuff here. You stay tuned to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-tracks cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150 or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more, or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Yamaha's Choose Reliability sales event is on. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and receive either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends March 31st, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
If you are looking for a powerful, smooth, great casting reel at an affordable price, check out the Shimano Torium HG. It's up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in 3 sizes, the Torium HD is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rock Cod Rick's on the bay right now. The start of the San Diego Anglers Bay Bass Tournament, a week late. Weather, a little bit of weather issue last week. And look at the weather now. Just beautiful day. A little bit of wind, but a nice day to be on the bay and a better tide today. So hopefully we'll hear from Rick and Doug. He's fishing with Doug Curran from Fisherman's Landing Tackle out there. Hopefully you'll hear from them and get a on-the-spot report from the bay. But boy, oh boy, we got a couple of great guests with a lot of knowledge in our studio here. First of all, Mike Cussler and Pete Giacalone from Cussler Yachts. Good morning, gentlemen.
How you guys doing out there?
Hey, great. Of course, Pete, you're old hand at this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you've been here before. But Mike, first time on Let's Talk Hookup.
I'm excited to
be
on the show.
Yeah, go ahead and step right up to that, Mike, and pull it towards you if you need to. Yeah, get friendly. And so, Cussler Yachts. Now, that's you. Wait a minute. Mike Cussler, Cussler Yachts. That's you. So tell us about Cussler Yachts.
We've been around since 2010 down at the Kona Kai. Pete's been there from the start with us and kind of focus on sport fishers. Been doing it a long time. Grew up fishing. Love to fish. So does Pete and the other guys in the office. And Love helping new boaters and experienced boaters getting out on the water.
That's your thing, are sport fishing yachts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what you specialize in. You know, some yacht brokers are doing, you know, other things, and you guys are the sport fishing guys.
For better or worse, that's who we are. You know, that's what we grew up on the water, and that's what we like to do and help out and fish when we can.
Yeah, such a great location there, right at the top of the dock at the Kona Kai, right on the water there. And so how did you get into that, Mike?
You know, I grew up back east, giant bluefin fishing, so I've been on the water my whole life. And I went to a Merchant Marine Academy growing up and did shipping out for quite a few years. And ended up moving out to California to get a little bit more boating throughout the year because, as you know, in New England, only a few months a year you can fish.
Yeah.
Moved out to California, and that was that. You know, got hooked fishing offshore and transitioned into sales. And, you know, I'm not a salesman per se, but just love to be on the water, and, you know, it translates into helping people do what I love to do as well.
Yeah, finding the right boat. And that's exactly what Pete did with me, is finding the right boat. I remember, Pete, we talked about this before, but you got to look at a lot of boats to find the right one for yourself, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't pick the first one.
Yeah.
It never happens like that.
Yeah, for sure. But the advantage that you have with guys that really know boats like Mike and Pete is that they're going to be straight with you. Because, you know, they got to live with you. And that's the cool thing about what dealing with you guys. It's like nah, this is not the boat for you. And I know you've helped several of our listeners and friends. It's like, nah, this is not the right one. No, this is the one for you. Let's talk about this one.
Yeah. And then
that's kind of the way it works, right?
Yeah, and we found the right one.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
You ended up with a killer boat.
Yeah, I love it. It's a really, really cool
boat.
Yeah,
I mean, if I sold 200 boats in my career, you know, let's say as an example, I'm probably friends with, real good friends with 195 of them.
Yeah, and that says something about it,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. And you get to go fishing with them, too.
Well, that's the perk. Every job has a perk. That's one of ours, and we take advantage. Pete and I just were down fishing with a client in Cabo last weekend.
Yeah, for sure. How was the fishing?
Good. We scratched a bunch of yellowfin and some good bottom fish. Got a nice grouper, you know, sharks mixed in, but lots of small tuna up to, you know, 30 pounds. Fun.
And you're in Cabo, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun.
No complaints.
So easy to get to now. And so many of your customers probably take their boats down there in the winter, huh?
Yeah, Pete and I have helped out on quite a few deliveries. That's the fun part for us, is fishing that mag in late season. And some of the guys that have never done the trip, getting the boats ready, you know, doing the trip of a lifetime. Pete just did that 50 Michelson delivery, and they're ecstatic. They've never seen anything like it, and they just whacked them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Mag Bay was unreal this year.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you sell a boat, you'll help the people outfit it, get it ready to go, and even help them take it to wherever they're favorite destination might be.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of our deals, you
yeah.
know, service after the sale.
Yeah.
Not just, here's your boat, see you later.
Yeah, how do you know what the right boat is for somebody? I mean, do you guys have the same style, or do you guys have different styles?
You know, that's a tough one. That's the hardest thing in our job is you know, you just really got to listen to the people and how they're going to use the boat. You know, so many people have these grand ideas that they're going to sail around the world and fish these exotic places, and the fact of the matter is you know, people are busy and with family and kids, and you know, just finding the right boat for local fishing.
Yeah,
you know, just doing the Catalina thing and, you know, the local banks, and it's a hard thing to place, you know.
How do you determine what the right boat for somebody is, whether it be a trailer boat or a big yacht?
Well, we like to look at their bank account first.
Yeah. See what the budget is, right?
See what the budget is, the biggest thing. And
what they're going to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tough question to answer. It's a lot of, like you said, you and Pete did. You traveled all over the country looking for your boat. It's just hanging out, talking, going to dinner, really getting to know the client and finding the right fit.
Yeah. And when do you know when to make the right decision?
Well, this market's tough because there's, as you know, what happened with the economy, there's not a lot of product out there.
Yes.
So it's hard for us to, we're not pushy salesmen. We're not the, you know, we're in it to help you guys out, but it's hard to translate and just say, hey, when the right boat comes on the market, you got to be ready. What you really do right now is just to pull the trigger. So it's, but you don't want to come off as the pushy, you know, yeah, this guy's just trying to make a sale.
Yeah.
You know, that's legit. There's not a lot of product, and, you know, if you find something you like, you got to move on it right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Otherwise, there's a lot of people just like you waiting to pounce, right?
Absolutely.
What makes the right product? I know we talked about budget. The first thing you look at, is it the shape of the boat, the engines, the electronics, I mean, there's so many different factors in a boat.
Below deck. Yeah.
Underneath.
Engine space.
Yeah.
That's where your money is.
That's where, I've learned that. Yeah. No doubt about that.
You know the drill.
Yeah. You know what's funny is you know, I bought an older boat, a Pacific, a 36, 40-year-old boat. Great boat. Love it. But that's where you're spending your money is the stuff that people never see up above, right?
Yeah, paint's cheap.
Yeah.
Well, it's tough, too, because, you know, no offense, I mean, the women are making a lot of the decisions on the boat purchase, and, you know, you want a nice boat, but you got to look at pedigree boats. You can't just get caught up on, oh, the salon is beautiful. I mean, it's so much more than, you know, laying on the couch watching TV. You
yeah.
want a safe boat for your family offshore.
No doubt about it. The ride, the style of boat.
Yeah, I can only think of maybe 10 lines of boats that we kind of focus in on or zero in on, and we try to steer people towards. So, you know, and if someone wants to buy outside of that caliber of boat, we'll do it. But we want to make sure the machinery, we got the best surveyors, the best mechanics, the best outfitters, and we'll rip it apart at survey and make sure that they're going to be happy.
Yeah, and that's crucial. Engines, probably. You mentioned what's happening. Engines is a really big part of that, right?
Big time.
Yeah, because engines are expensive.
Yeah, they're expensive, and, you know, if you get the wrong package, you're just going to be constantly fixing things.
Yeah.
Oh, we've seen two boats at the Kona Kai in the last 90 days with catastrophic engine failures, and it makes me cringe.
When you have a catastrophic engine failure, what are we talking about?
Well, maybe catastrophic's extreme, but, you know, major cooling failures, major aftercooler failures from upgrades from certain unknown packages I won't get into. But, you know, you lose a cooling system, it gets into the heads and everything. You could be $15,000-$20,000 just
yeah.
like that.
So right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
You know.
It's like that's the starting point, right?
Yeah, so many people, they just look at, hey, I want to spend $150,000, and they focus on that number, and they don't look at, you know, anybody can buy the boat, especially if you get a loan. It's maintaining these things.
Yeah.
And maintaining them right.
Speaking of boat loans are pretty sweet right now.
They are. It's usually an 80-20 loan. You can get, with good credit, low 4%.
4%?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
You know, an adjustable LIBOR, so you can get in the threes, but, you know, call it mid-fours.
Yeah. Pretty nice.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't.
That's on a used boat or a new boat?
Either.
Either one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to advertise it, but, you know, I'm a boater. I've had 5-6 boats out here, and honestly, I would not get a loan to buy a boat. Stick with what you can afford. If you can pay cash for the boat, stick to that, because
yeah.
you're going to be safe, because you're going to pay now or pay later.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's good rule of thumb.
I mean, it's probably not great. Great thing for me to say as a salesman.
Yeah,
but you
that's
know.
The truth, right?
Yeah.
That's why people come to Kustler Yacht.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So you guys also have Regulator. That's one of your key new boat lines, right?
Absolutely, yeah. They make boats from 23 to 41 feet. Their very new boat is the 31, which is Pete and I were out in Virginia sea trialing it and some pretty rough stuff. And actually, Regulator didn't even want to go offshore. They thought I was so rough and like, no, this is when we want to try it.
Yeah.
And we went out there and we were pounding through 4 to 8, no problem.
Wow. That's a trailerable boat, right?
Well, the 31, the 28's technically trailerable. The 31's a little big for that, but, you know, they make a 41 with four engines.
It's, wow.
Everything's kind of going.
All outboard powered.
All outboard, all Yamaha.
Yamaha powered, yeah. They're cool, too, because they use those white Yamahas, right?
Absolutely, yeah. They're a premium product. I mean, they're pricey, but you're going to get what you pay for. They're probably I've had, like I said, 3 to 5 center consoles. I've fished all over the country. Regulator is if not the best, top three, no question about it. But it's, you know, you're paying for it.
Yeah, and but what about the 23 regulator?
Great boat. I just sold one a couple weeks ago. I'll be here in about a month. It's you know, it's going to run you low 100 grand. Ish.
So not a it's a high end boat, but not out of range of some of the others.
No, it's they're priced competitively with the other brands. Yeah, it gets you on the water for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. And safely and the ride. The regular kind of their thing is the ride, right?
Yeah, and the ride equates to the hull construction. Most manufacturers are 2-piece. They're a 3-piece boat. So what that equates to is, you know, everyone knows when you're coming off a wave and you hit the next one, you're stiff arm the next wave and the whole boat just shudders. It takes away the shuddering. It's a real soft landing, real dry ride with that flare. That's why we like them. You don't get wet.
Explain a 3-piece. I don't understand that.
So you've got the hull, deck, and cap. So your hull is your 1-piece. Your deck would be your 2-piece. That's typically most manufacturers are that, and a lot of manufacturers are using wood in their construction. Regulator uses no wood, but they have a grid system between the hull and the deck that's it would be the 3rd piece. So it takes away from all that, I don't know, shuddering.
No pounding.
There's no pounding at all. It's like my wife's been out on it with me with our daughter, and she's like, oh, this is like being on a air foam mattress, you know.
Wow.
Floating. It's you're doing 50, 60 miles an hour, too.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you, like, if somebody wants to come down to Custler, you guys have boats in the water you can test ride?
Yeah, Pete takes guys out all the time. We got the 28 right out front. We're getting real aggressive on that. If anybody's listening and they want a good deal on a 2016 28, we're doing what we have to do to get rid of it just because we got to order a new one.
Wow. New one's coming.
New one's coming.
Yeah.
Hopefully you buy one.
Yeah. There you go. I got to have a 3rd boat, right? Why not have a whole fleet for Let's Talk Hookup?
You mean Admiral.
Yeah. And then, of course, you also have one of the classic boats of all time, Hatteras, right?
Yeah. 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 We also represent Hatteras.
Yeah. New Hatterases. And they come in anywhere from how big to how big?
They start at 45 feet up to 100 feet. One of the best sport fishers they've ever made, in my opinion, is a 68-footer, and Pete just sold one. They're down in where? Cabo now.
Yeah, they're down in San Jose too.
Wow, that was a beautiful boat.
Yeah.
And that was a good buy. Yeah.
21.5-foot beam. You know, it's a hot
tank.
High,
yeah,
30s.
That thing is amazing. Yeah, I remember you going by us one day. I was like, wow, look at that thing. Yeah, that's a nice boat.
Nice boat.
So let's talk about fishing for a second. Mike, you grew up in the Northeast fishing giant bluefin tuna.
Yeah, my brother's a commercial giant fisherman. That's how I got hooked way back, you know, doing the handline thing and, you know, back in the 80s and early 90s before I moved out here. And if anybody gets a chance, like I said, my brother does a charter out of there, out of Boston area. And
oh, he does?
Oh, yeah. And it's you got to do it. If you love fishing and you want to experience those big fish, it's cheap compared to the charter stuff out here. You got to experience, you know, being on the end of a 500, 600, 700, 800-pound tuna.
Unbelievable. So you can go there in the right time of the year and actually have a chance to catch one.
Late summer is going to be your best bet, but absolutely you would want to charter at least 3 days. One day would be a tough deal, but if you put in 3 days in September, October, you know, they were averaging 2-3 fish almost a day when they were fishing.
Wow. So. You done that, Pete?
No.
Got to do it, right?
No.
No? You don't want to pull on a 500 or 600-pound bluefin?
No, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you, though. I don't know.
No. It is like all of us are fishing here, and everybody listening to the show is fishermen. You see that stupid show. I won't even name the name, but go back there and get hooked up to a 500, 600-pounder, and when you see that thing come to color, you will in your pants.
Yeah. Yeah. I can imagine. Just the mere size of it.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah. You're fishing 45 pounds of drag on a 130, and that thing just screaming line.
Just like hooking up to one of your regulators, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, and Pete, of course, Pete's been around San Diego for many, many years. Pete's cousin Frank here is the production director at the Mighty 1090, and we're very proud of Frank here. And practically half of San Diego is in the Giacalone family, if you kind of look around.
Yeah, no, we've been around for a long time.
Yeah, and you ran sport boats for years.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and fished all the heydays of the albacore and the tuna and stuff in San Diego.
Yeah, it one fishery that I do miss. I miss albacore fishing. It's nothing like that bait fishing.
Think we're going to have it this year?
I don't know.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's such a weird cycle that we're in right now. I mean, who knows?
Water's cold, though.
Yeah, water's spots. Cold right now. Yeah,
compared to what it has been, of course. But there's still all that red crab around, too, which is really interesting.
Yeah, it's really weird. We saw that in November going down the coast. We saw that red crab all the way down, you know, Turtle Bay.
Yeah. We saw it in PV last week.
That's crazy.
Was it still down in Cabo last week? Or?
No, but I bumped into Grossbeck, and I was talking to Rich Hamilton a couple days ago, and Pete was saying the same thing with the red crab still down south. And you know, I was talking to my brother about the Giants, and they're creatures of habit. So my prediction is you will see guys getting dragged around by fish bigger than they want to catch this summer. They'll be
okay.
Here.
Yeah, that same batch.
That same
just
batch.
Just bigger.
Just bigger. I almost guarantee it you're going to see guys with 130s out there this summer just getting sleigh rides.
Whoa, that's going to be something. And, of course, you did a lot of commercial fishing, too, in San Diego, right, from the days, and your family did.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the knowledge that you have, both of you, just from east to west to being on the water constantly is kind of what you want when you want a guy advising you on getting a boat.
Yeah. I mean, it, we're really good at listening to what our clients say.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they say, hey, I want to go, I want to go fish Costa Rica or I want to go to Panama, and we'll tell them, like, really? Like, are you really going to do that? Or are you going to be, fishing all the local stuff?
And, yeah.
How realistic are you about going to Panama?
Yeah. Well, and then bring him back to reality.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
And then you just fit them.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. And the cool thing is you guys are not sales guys. You're fishermen first, and then fishermen that sell boats.
Yeah, rather be on the water than any place else.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fact. I mean, that really translates because a lot of the guys in our industry, no offense, they're salesmen. They're trying to make a buck, and I'm not discounting that, but we are not that guy. We're passionate boaters and fishermen, and you got to look at it from our shoes. Look at it from your shoes.
Yes.
You're a boater at first and foremost. People don't want to get taken advantage of.
No.
It's a huge purchase. They want to make sure they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, I had that experience with other brokers, let's say, out there that just don't tell you the real story sometimes. And you're making a major lifetime purchase, right? Like my wife said, you're one and done, so you better get the right boat, right?
No, and one of my clients always says it best. He goes, you need the WAF, and that's the wife acceptance factor.
Yeah.
If you don't have that, you got nothing, buddy.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A wealth of knowledge in our studio today between Mike and Pete, whether you want to talk bluefin tuna on the East Coast, a local tuna here on our coast, and boats, and how to select the right boat, and what the right boat is for you. You want to join us today, toll free, 877-792-1090. Also, a line open on our local line, which is 858-457-1090. 858-457-1090. We're giving away a great prize today. Not just one, but two. A pair, you and a friend are going to go fishing with Captain Ryan Boston on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. Go three-quarter day fishing coming up on that season when it's a perfect time to go. That's worth well over a couple $100 right there. Two lucky callers. One lucky caller is going to win a pair of tickets, a pair of passes to go fishing on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. And when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls, talk more to Pete and Mike. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter?
Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
Showtime is the best time to buy your next boat, and Inland Boat Center is ready to put you into the right boat today. They've been around 36 years and have something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. If you purchase a boat during Showtime, there will be factory incentives. In fact, all new Defiance and Arima boats are eligible for a free electronics package, as well as special financing towards the purchase of any new Defiance or Arima, making those payments very affordable. Please see sales personnel for details. In addition, get 2 years added to your factory warranty on Yamaha and Mercury outboards, plus Honda outboard incentives. So time to trade in that old boat at Inland Boat Center and get the Defiance or Arima boat you really want at a super show deal from Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check inlandboatcenter.com and come see them at the Fred Hall shows. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Have a great show going here with Mike Kussler, Pete Jackaloni from Kussler Yachts, giving away a pair of tickets, a pair of passes to go three-quarter day fishing on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. You want to join us, talk about fishing, talking about local fishing with Pete and Mike. They get to fish a lot, talk about fishing down in Cabo, talk about fishing on the East Coast for those giant bluefin tuna. Your chance right now, 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090, or just join us for whatever's on your mind there. We'll talk about fishing boats and selecting the right boat. So back to selecting the right boat for yourself. Mike, you have a customer comes in, and you pretty much sell trailer boats up to 100-foot yachts, sport fishers, right?
Yeah, we're probably more up to 80, realistically. 80. We don't get it much bigger than that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
What if Pete's what if Pete Grosbeck's boss needs a new boat?
Don't get me going.
So when you advise people on buying the right boat, you said first of all you got to look at the budget and see what's going on there. If somebody wants to take the step like I did, where I've been a trailer boat guy all my life, and they want to go bigger, just because they want to go further, they want to do more things on the boat, they want to add more comfort and stop getting beat up on the water, how do you advise somebody like that?
Well, the first thing is it depends on how hands-on you are. A lot of these guys that are super busy with work, you know, if that's a factor, you know, the next step is probably a bigger outboard boat, in all honesty, because the new outboards are so good that you can just spray them down, go back to work, come back in 2 months and fire them back up.
Because a bigger boat takes a lot of work.
Oh, my God. And people don't realize that, you know, the engine package is everything. And if you jump up from outboard, Pete and I both push the Cummins product. We really like it. Obviously, Caterpillar, you know, they're all great, but some packages are better than others.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, so you go into a bigger boat, it has inboard gas engines in it. You steer away from that?
I probably shouldn't say this, but I would run.
Yeah. Don't walk, run from it, huh?
Gas engines and inboard outboards, nightmare.
Nightmare, especially if you leave the boat in the water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's tough because I shop boats all the time and people get, you know, it's price point. That's why you look, oh, well, this boat, well, it's gas engines, but, well, you know, it's only 50 grand when the other one's diesel's 100 grand. There's a reason.
Yeah. And so you could say, oh, well, I'll put new engines in it. Well, yeah. That program doesn't work out too well, right?
Yeah, better find another boat.
Find another boat. That's the key. I mean, I think my friend Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford said it best. Don't fall in love, right?
Don't fall in love.
Yeah. You got to find what suits you.
There's no perfect boat. There absolutely is not. You know, there's constant compromises, just like everything else.
Yeah, no question about it. The key with a diesel engine. Now, do you look at how many hours are on the engine, what the condition of the engines are? How do you know if you're buying a used boat with a set of Cummins or Cats in there? How do you know those engines are right?
Well, first and foremost, just lift up the engine hatch and just look at it. You know, even if you're not that mechanical, you can be a good judge that. How's this thing been maintained?
Yeah.
Second thing, start them up. Listen to them. Go for a sea trial. You don't have to spend any money on a sea trial. You know, you got to have an accepted offer, but get on the water and you just listen to the engines. How do they sound?
Yeah.
After that, get a certified mechanic and check the cooling system, check the zincs, send out oil samples and you know, let those guys do their thing. A lot of these engines are computer programmed. Hook up computer, see what the fault codes have been. And, you know, the biggest thing is, does it reach RPM? What's the load at RPM? People are always concerned about speed. You want to see if it's reaching proper RPM. That's the biggest thing. And check your coolant temperatures when you're on the sea trial. No one looks at that. Look at what the temperatures are doing on the upper end.
So what's that mean? If they're spiking or are they going?
They should hold. I mean, you don't want to run a boat at wide open throttle, but up in the upper three quarters of the RPM range, you know, you want to make sure that after the thermostats have opened up, the coolant temperatures have stabilized and they don't keep climbing.
Ah, okay.
And make sure the heat exchangers are in good shape.
Yeah. And that's the first thing you need to look at, especially in certain type models, right?
Cool.
Is make sure that you know, maybe even service those heat exchangers right off the bat, right? It's not that expensive.
Yeah, you know, like Mike said, you get a if cosmetically you look at an engine and if cosmetically it's good, that's pretty good indication of how the rest of the not just the engine, the rest of the boat's been maintained.
Yeah.
Yep.
You
know,
so many people get hung up on hours. On engines.
Hours irrelevant, Pete will tell you. You know, commercial boats are 10,000, 20,000, 80,000 hours. You know,
all about how they've been maintained.
Yeah. And I know when we went out on my boat, you just listened and you said, good engines.
Yeah.
You could tell just from listening to
that
it.
That was
right?
A good sea trial.
Yeah.
I mean, the temps were perfect.
Yeah.
No smoke. I mean, it was just,
the key. And, yeah. I mean, whether the engines have 700 hours, which they did, or whether they had 2,000 hours, it's really, like you say, it's irrelevant, right?
Yeah, everybody gets hung up on hours. I'd rather I'd rather have a boat that's a 2003 with 2,000 hours on it than one that has 200.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's just, everybody goes, oh, well, we had a guy at the show yesterday. We have a Riviera in the show. It's got 1,500 hours on it. And we had a guy go, it's a 2008. And he said, oh, was this a charter boat? It's like, no, people use the boat.
Actually used it, yeah.
And on the flip side, we just sold that 50 Jersey, and D. Finley was down there looking at the boat, and it had, I don't know, 6,000 hours or something on it. And D. looks at Scott and goes, geez, these things haven't been used at all, huh?
And D's one of the best.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and what year were those engines?
It was a 90, early 90s.
So
93.
That's not a lot of hours over that period of time.
No, and you know, the big thing to the sales is let's face it, you can buy a boat from anybody. We know that. The biggest thing that I always tell people is exit strategy. That's what we're looking at. I want to make sure I can get out of this boat for you at some point in time.
Yeah.
So you got to listen to the professionals.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right. Hey, speaking of the professionals, let's listen to a couple of professionals here down in Baja. First of all, Richard Castaneda from Cass Tours and our Cass Tours report. Sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing on the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, it is so awesome. You can take it with you on your iPad, your phone, your Android device. Just download the latest chart and before you leave the dock, and all the information is right there at your fingertips offshore. Check Terrafin, TerraFin.com for more information. Let's start with Richard Castaneda from Cass Tours. Buenos dias, Castaneda.
Hey, buenos dias, Pedro. I like that when you said professional, man. I feel like an important person.
Yeah,
really
sure.
Good.
All right, Castman, what's going on down in Mexico?
Well, you know, I'm getting excited. We're leaving on the Let's Talk Hookup El Salto trip Friday, and got some good reports out of the lake. Our good friend Harry Qualco, the Italian Stallion, is down there this week fishing with his group and got some good reports coming out of Lake El Salto. I think top boat one day was 72, and it seems like the top boats are ranging anywhere between 40 to 60 fish. Not a whole lot of big ones there, but the big ones they are getting are running up to about 8 pounds. Most of them are in that 2 to 3 pound class, so some pretty good fishing there. And he said the top lures were the 8-inch lizards and the watermelon and the pumpkin colors, and also the Senkos using that wacky rig. They were doing pretty well on those, basically the same color. So, and they're getting a few on the top waters and the crankbaits, but some pretty good fishing there at Lake El Salto. So looking forward to that trip. And while I'm talking about that trip, Harry Walker still can't make that trip. We got one space available. Anybody want to join us, you can give me a call. I'll give the number out at the end of the show, and we can hook you up with that. Otherwise, seems like, as usual, this time of year, Ixtapas y Huatanejo is the top area down in the mainland Mexico area. A lot of sales right now, excuse me, and really close to the beach. They're about 5 miles and mostly being taken on rig baits. They're releasing top boats, probably releasing 5 to 6 per day, probably an average 2 to 3 per day. But they're raising a lot of fish. There's a lot of fish down there and a lot of small, real small striped marlin. Saw a picture of one probably weighed about 35 or 40 pounds, beautiful little fish. It'd be great for a mount, I'm telling you, just the right size. They're also getting a pretty good bite on Dorado and some good-sized Dorado, you know, that 25 to 35 pound fish. And along the beaches there, roosters and jacks. And, of course, the Sierra is all over that southern Baja and all the way down to the mainland. This is the Sierra mackerel time for those type of fish. Over in Cabo, in San Jose del Cabo, striped marlin bite really, really slowed down. I mean, they're just barely scratching a few fish. They're seeing more than they're catching. The yellowfin tuna still going on pretty well in the Sea of Cortez up at the Ayman and Punta Gorda. When the winds aren't blowing, you know, this is north wind time, so a lot of north wind this time of year. Those winds usually diminish by the end of March, and, you know, then they get into some great weather and great fishing down that southern and inside the Sea of Cortez from Loreto to East Cape. So as soon as those winds die down, you'll see the fishing get better there. But they are getting some nice yellowfin tuna there, you know, anywhere from 15 up to 50 pounds using sardinas, which, like I say, well, welcome back. They've been just about gone for about 2 years, and they just started netting them again. So hopefully they'll they'll rebound and be around for a while for this coming fishing season. But that's the report for this week. Not only do I have one spot left on that El Salto trip, I also have one spot on our Pesca Panama trip, the end of March, March 25 to April 1. And I have one spot left on the Christmas Island trip, June 23 to 28. Now I got those dates mixed up.
Yeah.
Anyway, end of June.
Yeah. But big deal, they have Castman a spot to go down to El Salto next Friday with you.
Yeah, Friday, come back on Tuesday.
Up. Wow. All right. Well, how do we find you if we want to go?
Give us a call, 800-593-6510, or check us out on the web at www.caststewards.com. And we'll talk to you guys. I don't think we'll talk to you guys next Saturday. We'll see if we got phone reception.
See if you have some phone reception in Mazatlan there and give us a call from El Salto.
Exactly.
All right. Have fun with Ricky and Steve and the whole gang there. It's going to be a fun time. Wish I was going.
I wish you were too. Hey, we'll set it up for next year. It looks like it'll probably be late January, early February next year. As soon as I have those dates locked in, you can go with us, Pete.
All right. Sounds great, Castman. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll talk to you next Saturday, hopefully from El Salto.
Take care.
All right. Hey, let's head south down to the East Cape. Captain Mark Rayer, Gen Ren Sport Fishing. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning. The wind's up, I can tell you that, and so is the tide. I'm out here on the beach right now, and there is no dry spot. The beach has been taken over by the Sea of Cortez because the tide is up, the wind is blowing. It is kind of an incredible sight. If somebody wants to see it, you can go on my webcam cams off of my website, teamgenren.com. I have two webcams up, and you can see, well, you can see the water. You're not going to see any beach because we don't have any beach right now because the wind's blowing, tide's up, nobody's fishing. It's kind of eerie because I look out on the Sea of Cortez, and there are no boats. I mean, it's almost like an Alfred Hitchcock movie. It's so spooky to not see any boats out there.
Yeah, that is weird. Now, why is it up so high? I know there's a full, like a dark of the moon, tides and everything, but is it because of the wind also adds to the tide?
Well, it's a combination of both. This time of the year, we have the most extreme tides of the season, and it's not unusual for the tide to come pretty far up the beach this time of year. But with the wind blowing real hard and having pretty good sized waves, I mean, it's lapping them right up to our fence of our property. So it's something you don't see very often. I'll be posting up some pictures later on Facebook. I just put one on Instagram. And you can always go to our webcam and if you want to see it, it's pretty incredible. The reason I don't have a fish report because of all of this harsh weather, but I wanted to call in and say hello to Michael. I bought Vaquera from Kustler Yachts 2 years ago, and I could not be happier, man. These guys really take care of you. I can tell you that for sure. I had an outstanding experience. What I did was probably a little bit unusual. I bought the boat sight unseen, and it came to be everything that they told me it was going to be, and I just can't thank them enough.
But that's what you have to do when you have a boat like a Cobble 35 that's a high-demand boat, and you can't get the chance to see it. You got to jump, right, Mike?
That's it. That's it. We appreciate the kind thoughts there. Glad you're doing well down south. Glad you're enjoying the boat. I can't wait to get down and fish with you.
Yeah, you need to do that, man. I've fished on it, and it's really a beautiful boat. It's a beautiful boat. But that's the thing, Mark, we were talking about, is you got to trust the guy that's helping you out find the right boat, because if the opportunity comes, you got to know that he can make the decision for you, right?
Well, Kustler Yachts has my endorsement. I can tell you that 100%. And I'm kind of a picky guy, and I'm not very bashful, but
kind of a picky guy? Are you serious? Yeah. I was just telling these guys, one of the most meticulous guys I know, and it shows in your product, too. It shows in the boats.
Well, thank you, Pete. I mean, I like it the way I like it, and I want it to be right. So.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah. How's the calendar filling up for GenRen?
You know, it's so-so. I think we're a little bit behind last year. I'm hoping we're going to be at Fred Hall, and I hope we'll catch up I think maybe people are just a little slow in booking this year, and I think that that all the signs are that it's going to be a spectacular year. We've had a couple pretty difficult years, but what goes around comes around, and the weather has switched back around. I think it's going to be a great season.
Yeah, back to normal conditions, whatever normal is, right?
Well, normal here is like wide open. Normal here is incredible, you know, and we haven't had, I mean, we've scratched out fish on all our trips, but it hasn't been that hang on to your hat, wide open, incredible fishing really for the last 3 years. And, I'm looking forward to getting back after it. It's skipper in a boat. I've had to work. You get up in the morning and you think, okay, am I going to go north? Am I going to go south? What are we going to do? The typical thing down here is just, you ask the anglers, hey, order off the menu. What would you guys like to catch today? And I can point the boat in any direction and catch fish. I mean, the Sea of Cortez is pretty spectacular.
Yes, it is. And the experience in the East Cape is pretty spectacular. We do have space available on our Rancho Llanero trip in June. We have space available on our Palmas de Cortez trip in October. Any spots for that on Genren?
Yes, there is. I have spots for both of those. I also have a boat for the Dorado Shootout.
Wow.
I just had a cancellation for the East Cape Bisbee. I have a 35 Cabo for the East Cape Bisbee. Somebody wants to fish that.
Nice.
We're a little bit behind previous years, and it's a great opportunity for if somebody's planning a trip to jump on it.
Jump on it. All right, Mark, how do we get a hold of you?
TeamGenren.com is our website. That has all my contact information. My U.S. cell phone is 310-308-5841. You can call or text me, and I'll get right back to you.
All right, and we'll see you at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. Looking forward to it.
For sure.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call this morning from the East Cape Genren Sport Fishing. Hey, that frees up a line, 858-457-1090, open right now. You want to get through? There is your chance. Let's talk to Kenny in Hawaiian Gardens. Hi, Kenny. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, morning, guys, thanks for taking my call this morning. I had two questions. Another one might kind of be weird. I'm not a yacht guy or anything, but, like, if you have twin diesels and stuff like that, is it legal to run red dye gas in that, or is that just a commercial application? And the second question is, do you do, like, custom, have custom orders on the boats and stuff, and can you have the option of having a sea sable put in the hull of that boat? If that's the questions, I'll take them off the line. Thanks, guys.
All right, Kenny, good questions. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. What do you think, Pete?
As far as red dye goes, that's all you can get, you know.
In the water,
you know, it's off.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, it's off road.
Saves you about $1 a gallon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, unless you got a trailerable diesel boat and you're getting diesel at the gas station, you know, you're going to get red dye at the fuel dock. And
well, on a side note, you can tell the boat's coming up from Mexico. Look at the Raycores.
Yeah, the Raycores are clear.
Oh, is that right?
They don't die the fuel in Mexico.
So let's expand that for those people. So when you buy fuel on land, you're paying a road tax.
Exactly.
And it's clear diesel. When you're buying diesel fuel in the water, they dye it red because it's farm fuel or off-highway fuel. You're not paying a road tax, which can save you about $1 a gallon.
Right, which is why they dye it.
But not true for gas. So if you buy gas on the water, it's the same. You're paying the road tax.
Yeah, and a lot of times you're going to be paying a lot more for gas in the water.
Yeah, and that's the huge advantage of having a diesel boat is buying your fuel. Because if you're paying $3.50 a gallon, say, for gas, you're paying, say, $2.50 a gallon for diesel in the water. Big that adds up when you're burning 100 gallons on a trip, right?
Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
That's the advantage of a trailer boat. You can fuel up on land for the gas.
If you have an outboard.
Outboard.
Yeah, outboard. Certainly on a trailer boat, the outboards are the way to go. Yeah. Now let's talk about stabilizing systems like Sea Keeper.
Sea Keepers are a game changer.
It's unbelievable.
It's just you having run and fished on the Sea Bandit, it's like nothing. If you've never experienced a boat with a Sea Keeper, you should at least get on a sea trial because it's amazing.
Yeah. I know Seakeeper is going to have a demo boat coming in April, and stay tuned to Let's Talk Hookup. They're going to have a demo boat out here where people can actually go out and see what a difference it makes.
Yeah, I rode on it out at the Lauderdale show. I talked to Berkeley, the rep, out here yesterday, and he's going to have the boat out here, he said, in June or July.
Yeah. There's two types of stabilizing systems. I know on the Journeyman when in Puerto Vallarta a couple weeks ago, they have the wings.
Yeah, the Naiads.
Yeah, and those are great for when you're running, right?
Underway.
But they do nothing when you're sitting, versus the Seakeeper does both. While you're sitting, it keeps you stable, and while you're running, it
they call it zero speed.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
And Berkeley was saying that 95% stabilization. They don't even want to put it in there unless they can get 95% stabilization.
Yeah, what's amazing is when you're on the anchor.
Yeah.
Like I was fishing with Grosbeck. We were fishing sea bass, and it was just, it was miserable weather up there. It was a few years ago up off of Pendleton. And
typical.
You look around, and every boat around you is just bobbing and just, going all over the place, and we've got nothing. You have a water bottle on the bait tank, and
jeez,
it does not fall over. Just
unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And they're coming out for smaller boats, like a regulator. They could put it in a 28
absolutely
regulator.
I think no question about it, it's the future of boating. It's just price point at this point.
Yeah.
For the regular guy to be able to afford it. I think the question is, could you retrofit any boat at construction? The short answer is absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Hey, 858-457-1090, open right now, or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to talk more fishing with Mike and Pete and take your phone calls and more. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mighty 1090.
There's a new kid in town, and they are creating near miracles on boats all over the Southland. It's Blue Seas Fabrication, the West Coast first and only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Install sea deck EVA from non-skid decking materials on your boat, sport fisher, or yacht, and your boating experience is enhanced and improved. Why? Well, first, sea deck from Blue Seas Fabrication enriches the look of any boat, old or new. Next, the SeaDeck non-skid decking material adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. The possibilities are endless. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication show you how SeaDeck will make your life easier and better on every trip. Their professional staff will custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with a stylish, non-absorbent, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean material in multiple textures, designs, and colors. SeaDeck offers comfort and anti-fatigue properties for those long days of fishing. It can also be used on kayaks, boat trailers, and more. For yourself. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com to see how SeaDeck can transform your watercraft and truly create a wow factor for the next time you head out. Call them at 858-232-4188 for more information and a free quote. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and we let it out of the bag. The Tranx 300 and 400 are coming soon to your local Shimano dealer. You're going to be able to see them firsthand at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. What a game changer this is going to be. If you go on the Shimano website, shimano.com, you can link it right through the Let's Talk Hookup website, and take a look at the old versus new, the Corrado 300 versus the Tranx 300, and just the difference it's going to make. One of the things it's going to make is the X-Ship and the HEG technology is providing massive cranking power and smooth retrieve. And the casting, well, that speaks for itself. If you have a Tranx 500 right now, what an incredible casting machine that is. Just adds to the line the 400 and the 300 Tranx. Coming soon to your local Shimano dealer. Check it out very, very soon.
Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin, overnight trips, and soon, three-quarter-day island trips on the Liberty, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
XHRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztec.
What that clam gun? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk. Hook up on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here along with Mike Kustler, Pete Jackaloni from Kustler Yachts, having a great time talking fishing, fishing boats, all kinds of good stuff here. These guys are a wealth of knowledge about all of that. So if you want to join us here on the show at 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. We're giving away a pair, two three-quarter day trips on the San Diego out of Seaforth Fishing, Sport Fishing, to go fishing with Captain Ryan Bostian and go catch some yellowtail here. It's right on the cusp. I can feel it. It's coming real, real soon. And I know Ryan's going to be on that. So you and a friend can go on the San Diego, courtesy of us here at Let's Talk Hookup. Just call us 877-792-1090. Now, speaking of fishing, you know, talking about, you know, Mark was talking about business slow a little bit down there. I'll tell you where it's not slow, and that's in Alaska. And our Alaska trips are off the charts, the busiest I've ever seen it. And I know Pete and I are going to Katmai Lodge in July. Pete's joining us on our trip. That you pumped up for that?
I can't wait.
Yeah. Trip is sold out, but they actually had a cancellation for two people in another group, not our group, but another group. So there's actually two spots left if you want to go to one of the most magical places on earth to go fishing for, not tuna. I almost said tuna, but salmon, giant trout. What excites you most, the big trout or the big salmon, or catching a 40-pound king on a light spinning reel or a fly rod, or catching about a 28 or 30-inch rainbow trout in a native river?
I want to catch one of those big rainbows on those mouse patterns.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's going to be fun. It's so much variety. So if you want to join us, check out our website, hookup1090.com, katmai.com. It's all on our trips page, hookup1090.com. I had a call from Seth at Kingfisher Charters, one of our most popular Alaska trips. There actually are four spots left on our Kingfisher Charters trip. And I'm telling you guys, if you want to go to Alaska, don't wait till Fred Hall, because a lot of the good places and the good dates are going to be gone. Now, four spots left on our trip, which is prime time, mid-June, to Kingfisher Charters, prime time for kings and halibut and lingcod and everything else. Now, he's also got a special in May, early May, which May in Sitka is probably one of the best weather months, because they don't get as much rain in May as they do in the rest of the summer. So you want to go catch some kings and lings and hot halibut special, Kingfisher Charters, a $300 savings if you arrive on May 17th. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136. And like I said, if you want information on all of our trips, whether it be Whaler's Cove, Kingfisher Charters, or Katmai, hookup1090.com. It's on our trips page. And check that out, all the different opportunities you have to go fishing with Let's Talk Hookup next year. Doug in Montebello, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Doug.
Hi. Two questions. What's a good normal size for somebody to start off with a yacht? And two, do you need a license to drive these boats now?
Good questions.
The license part, you technically don't need a license unless you're for hire.
Now, there is a new law that's going to have you take a mandatory They're phasing in, and it's California only. They're phasing in a new law that says, and it's starting with young people running boats, and then it's going to move progressively up as the years go on to take a course to run a boat in the future.
And that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, it's California Department of Boating is instituting that, and it, I believe it phases in next year, from what I understand. What is a good boat? What size boat? I mean, somebody comes in and says, I want to buy a boat. I want to be on the water. I want a real sport fishing boat. What do you do?
Man, tough question, but, you know, Coast Guard have done studies about wave intervals and, you know, the best size for offshore, and I think what they came up with is if you can afford it, 26 feet at a minimum would be a nice size for an offshore platform.
Okay, and that's kind of the minimum offshore kind of thing.
Well, not necessarily. Trust me, all of us have taken 17, 18 footers way farther than we should have plenty of times, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying if you have the money and the wherewithal and you can afford it, try to stick at that 26 plus.
Yeah. What is it that makes a boat ride better? Is it construction, design? Why does a regulator ride so well?
Well, it's like Mike said, you have that three piece construction. It's a Lou Cadega, the naval architect. It's his design. You got a big deep V, so it's going to be a real soft ride, and you have the bow flare that's going to throw the water away from the boat. And
not be a wet boat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and it shows, and especially with the new boats. I mean, all the new boats are good. So a regulator sets himself apart by being great at,
yeah,
you know, how they build their boats.
Yeah, and I tell you what, we're at the San Diego Boat Show all weekend down there at Sun Road Marina, and we've got the regulator on the outside. If anybody wants to come down and take a quick sea trial, I'm bored out of my mind standing on those boats. I'll take you out.
Oh, okay.
Come
so
on
you're going
to
be down there today and tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, we'll be down there all day.
Yeah, and it's right there across from the airport.
Absolutely, down okay. by that sea level restaurant.
Yeah, right across. So, yeah. And they have parking down there. And
parking's all right. It's not there's a couple pay lots. I mean, if you can fight for free spots, but it's not too bad getting there.
Yeah, and easy to get in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So you guys have which size regulator down
there? We got a 28 down there.
28.
Yeah.
All right. Go for a ride. You see what you mean.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just have to dodge a lot of boats on the bay today because it is the Bay Bass Tournament.
Yeah, it's fun, though.
Yeah, we'll go find Rick.
Yeah, there you go. See if he's catching anything. All right. Hey, Doug, thanks a lot for the call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, 877-792-1090. Catch reports and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's talk hookups on the Mighty 1090.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
XERRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best coverage of the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl 51 is right here.
Incredible!
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2 1/2 day trip offers 2 full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2 1/2, 3 1/2, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality.
The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-tracks cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150 or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.